Sechs Leuten in Zürich. This Zurich spring custom got its unusual name from the 14th century custom of ringing a Grossminster bell at 6 o'clock in the evening to proclaim the end of the summer semester working day. The first ringing of the bell provided a good opportunity for a small springtime celebration. In the 20th century, this and other aspects have evolved into the present day custom. The prelude is the children's parade on Sunday afternoon, when the children march through the city in historical costumes on loan from the organising committee, or in imaginative costumes of their own making. The Burg, a giant snowman made of Wöring, accompanies them as a hint of the spectacular proceedings to come the next day. On Monday afternoon, generally the third Monday in April, the members of all the 25 guilds, only men, proceed through the flag-bedecked city, wearing historical costumes and accompanied by various bands. Since the year 2000, they are unofficially preceded by the Women's Society of Fraumünster. Until the end of the 18th century, the guilds were associations of craftsmen who participated in governing the city. Since then, they have only carried out social functions, of which Sechsleuten is perhaps the most colourful. At 6 in the evening, everything converges on Sechsleutenplatz at Bellevue, on the shore of Lake Zurich. There, the Burg, or snowman, symbol of the winter time of which everyone is weary, awaits his fiery and explosive end. Groups on horseback, representing some of the guilds, gallop around him to the music of the Sechsleuten March, an old hunting march, until the Burg finally explodes. The quicker his symbolic end occurs, the sooner the long-awaited spring comes. In the evening, the guilds visit one another in their guild houses, where jovial, witty speeches are given. Many of the old guild houses are located on the banks of the Limmat River, where such visits could previously be made by boat.